Thank you very much, Mr. Chairperson, and allow me to also extend my sentiments of thanks you to take us forward in this meeting of state. I'll try to move with the technology up and down. This is a brief set of reflections that I would like to share with the delegations on what WHO does in terms of science, technology, forecasting, foresight, horizon scanning. Many of those words has been used. And how does this actually impact on might the core mandate of WHO in terms of risk management for those dual-use research of concerns, which is well defined. It's done in cooperation with Dr. Michel Thieren on my right hand side, and Sue Miadot, who's the new, in the new transformation, the chief scientist of WHO. None of the delegates is alien with the concept of horizon scanning and foresights. What is less known, that is a set of well-defined techniques that is used in many, from military to economics to the black swan forward and up, to define and predict some of the future. Specifically for science and technology, is try to address not the technologies that we know of today, CRISPR, artificial intelligence, but those results or those sets of thinking that are expanding like galaxies around that may shape the future 10 years, 5 years from now. So the first take-home message that we'd like to share is whilst we moved in the last decade from the laboratory biosafety and then biosecurity and then what research to do with those pathogens, do I use the resource of concern? A different approach could be taken by monitoring the future technologies that we should do anyhow for peaceful, medical, and good purposes, and try to see before they develop which kind of subset of those can and could be advised, regulated, normated. So, in WHO, the foresight function more or less will do three things, and then is these are functions that we are doing already, that we are doing in several committees from all sort of application, from long-term diseases to acute crisis to vaccine to food and so on and so forth. So first of all, the ethical implication ought to be analyzed in those development of science and technologies. Where is possible and how appropriate some norms, ideas can be devised among the member states and among experts, which can go from strict instruction of dosage to broader key consideration of principle according to the nature of the topic. And last but not least, again, try to structure an horizon scanning and other future work that we would do at HQ in the region and at the country level. So the second point that I would like to share with you is that there is a dual use research of concern, which is well defined, life science research intended to benefit, but with result which might easily misapplied to produce them. And I would like to drive your attention to the fact that there are two terms, philologically, two words, dual and concern, that may carry some degree of subjectivities and that are open for interpretation, and is possibly one of the causes of such heated and debated session in and around the world. Now, what are we going to do about it? There are risk management consequences that we need to prepare for, because should something happen, or should something of these new viruses or modified mosquitoes and so on and so forth, God forbid, has been relayed, we could and should take measure to minimize the health impact of such development establish connection and develop partnership between and among the various stakeholders, not just including science and regulation, but the security sectors as well, being them part of the solution in any forms or shape. For us, my role in WHO is being the lead of a function called Health and Security Interface that testifies such concern and such importance for the World Health Organization. Hosting meetings, sharing knowledge, my brother from the OPCW already elucidated that how important it is, and I praise for your presentation as well. And what we should carry is the novel and the world across the colleagues in so many disciplines across WHO, and share this awareness of potential misuse of some of the technology and science and knowledge that we touch, because it's not often the case that doctors and goodwill practitioners do and take initiative for good and might be or could be misused, and that is an area where awareness is definitely much needed. And I just stop here to recall that the global program of work, which is the quinquennial plan, is our planning document, in which our director general and the state parties agreed that we should provide guidance in developments, at the frontier of new scientific disciplines, and to be at the forefront of such new scientific fields and at the challenge they may pose, which is about the topic of this intervention. With this, I do thank you, and I welcome any questions.